Compromise can be a difficult thing for an artist, but for Mick Davis these days, there is no need to compromise. There is no radio executive asking for remixes of his songs, only to never play them anyway, and no musical showcases at 7 in the morning with people in suits hungover from last night's excesses falling asleep while his band plays. No, thankfully, those are just memories now. And with no one left to impress but himself, his new album, Touch the Moon, with his band Thin Love, ended up doing just that.
When we heard ourselves back, we just were astounded that the band was good. Like that we were, you know, we'd all been around 20 years. We knew we were good, but we just didn't know how good it was.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, you know, screw this. I'm not going to redo that guitar. I'm not going to add all this stuff. Let's just do the band, add the backing vocals and tambourine and hand claps, and that be it, you know.
Growing from nowhere to heaven, knowing it's nowhere.
Thin Love is made up of Craig Follett on bass and Barry LeDrew on drums, both of whom sing backup. And with such seasoned players behind him, Davis felt he had little to worry about in the studio.
There were nights when I came in with songs the boys had never heard before. I didn't send them a demo. So I come in and say, we're doing a new one tonight. What is it? Well, you'll see when we get there, you know. And they're that good that we'd learn it and the thing would be done in 2 hours.
While the songs don't necessarily sound like they're from the 50s, the record itself does.
You know, you mentioned the 50s and all that. I was like, you know, if we're going to do it this way, where some of the tracks are just us in the room together with the drums bleeding through the vocal mic and all that, so, well, let's put the thing in mono. Like, we don't have a lot to mix here. We don't have, you know, we don't have Malcolm and Angus on the left and the right. We just got, you know, the one guitar. So let's just put it all straight up.
By modern standards, a record in mono and released on vinyl may not be up to par, but that's just fine for Davis.
I just don't go for any of that modern manipulation of everything, you know. I like it, the band is good, and leave it alone, you know.
Yeah.
It's gotta be somewhat rough, it's gotta be somewhat raw. I mean, it's tight and loose, you know, which is essentially saying rock and roll, you know.
That's
what it is.
Rock and roll, indeed. For Kicker Radio, I'm Andrew Waterman.